A new standardized test being given this month has become a lightning rod for parents and teachers. They're frustrated by too much testing and underfunded schools. A move to boycott the Smarter Balanced Assessment Test appears to be gaining steam. Now the NAACP has joined the fight. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
The Smarter Balanced Test isn't fair to minority students. That's the message sent by Garfield teacher Jesse Hagopian and other teachers and community leaders as they gathered in the tiny Seattle headquarters of the local NAACP. For example, take the 11th grade math test. There's this glossary you can use to translate a limited number of words into languages like Ukrainian, Vietnamese, Mandarin, Arabic, Punjabi. Notice anything missing? Franklin High School teacher Meg Richman points out the glaring omission.
It forgot the continent of Africa, and many of our students are from Somalia and from Ethiopia, and those languages are not represented in the glossary.
For many people gathered at the NAACP Tuesday evening, the missing glossaries fit in with a historic pattern, a pattern where black kids fail in larger numbers, in part because the tests are stacked against them. Here's Gerald Hankerson of the NAACP.
And the question is, if you spend $200 million to administer a test, but you're not going to be equipped to address the diverse pool of all the African kids and Somali kids here, then that within itself is a civil rights violation.
That's right.
And we believe as NAACP that education is a civil right.
You know, transition and change is always difficult.
That's Washington State School Superintendent Randy Dorn. He says the test will improve over time. In the meantime, he says it's important that we raise our expectations for all students. He says support for that approach goes all the way to the top.
I had a meeting with the actual President of the United States 2 weeks ago. And if we want to continue to be the leaders of the free world, we have to have the most highly educated students, and we need to have high standards for them to meet.
The teachers gathered at the NAACP aren't bothered by higher standards, though. They're bothered that students are being held to higher standards, but schools aren't given the money to help those kids meet those standards. The state, they say, needs to step forward with more money. And on that point, the superintendent completely agrees. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.